I had this discussion with David Chesky. He told me, you know, Vincent, the streaming is the new radio. This is what we want to feel it, because it's like a bicycle. If you don't feel it, you don't know how to do a bicycle.
Este episódio do podcast Música e Som é um pouco diferente do habitual, pois teve de ser gravado em inglês. Para além da versão áudio, está também disponível em vídeo na plataforma YouTube. O convidado é violoncelista, mas também embaixador da marca britânica de alta fidelidade AudioNote. O músico canadiano Vincent Bélanger conseguiu gravar o seu primeiro disco, Pure Cello, graças ao empresário e dono da AudioNote, Peter Kvortrup, que decidiu criar uma editora para o projeto. O violoncelista esteve em Portugal, nas instalações da Exaudio, onde tocou em simultâneo com um sistema de alta fidelidade AudioNote. Uma demonstração que provou ser possível reproduzir fielmente um instrumento através de um equipamento de áudio.
Este episódio é patrocinado por Ultimate Audio, a sua loja de referência na alta fidelidade nacional. Visite-nos em Lisboa, no Porto, ou em ultimate-audio.eu.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
So, Vincent, can you tell us a bit about your journey as a musician? Did you always wanted to play the cello?
Oh, it's a funny story actually. I'm from a big family. You know, I have five brothers and one sister. And at the age of five, I used to play the piano. It was a nun, you know, in Canada, so teach me the piano. So I took 2 years of piano lessons, and then I stopped. As a kid, I didn't, you know, the nun was, she had a wood stick and she hit my fingers, you know. So I take 1 year sabbatic, if it's clear. And then at the age of eight, I just came back from school, and it was September, beginning of the year, scholar year. And my mother says, "Oh, Vincent, do you want to play the violin?" I said, "Yes, why not?" "Oui." "It's okay." And then my brother, my older brother, just said, "Oh, Vincent, no, don't choose the violin. I already chose the violin. And because otherwise we will have to share the same instrument." And at that time, my brother and I, we shared everything, the same bedroom. Of course, we were seven children. And I said, "Okay, I will do the cello." So I said, "Oh, you know, Vincent, it's my favorite instrument, the cello. I'm sure you will like it." "Okay." So I start the cello at the age of eight. And then I never stop. Of course, when I was a teenager, I wanted to stop. But one of my best friends at that time, I asked her once. I said, "Why you never stop the violin?" And she told me, "I never stop because I know someday I will regret it." "Huh? Okay." And I always say that I don't want to stop because I don't want to regret it. So I always continue. So I'm from Quebec City. I decided to go to France for 4 years, so I was accepted. It was a big, you know, it's like a kind of competition to go in a high school, in a conservatory in France.
Conservatory, right? Okay.
So I think at that time it was like 30, 40 people, and they only take three, and I was one of them. So I stayed for 4 years in France, then I came back. And I did a lot of things. I tried, you know, the business school in art management in Montreal. Then I was a main director of a small music school. I did a lot of things, you know. And finally, I met Peter Kvortrup, and I became, for 8 years, let's say, the musical ambassador.
We'll get there, but first I need to ask you something else before, yes, before we get there.
Okay.
And did your parents had an IFI system when you were a child?
I won't say that, no. We had a turntable for sure. You know, the old electronics with the direct drive, they still have it. Not really. We had speakers. You know, my uncle used to be more in audio. And he suggested my father, oh, you should buy these speakers. And it was, I don't know the brand, but two speaker, square box, shoebox speakers. And the CD, my father used to listen to a lot of CDs when I was young.
Did your other siblings play instruments as well?
Yeah, Antoine, you know, my album La Antoine is opera singer, he's a tenor. My sister used to play the piano and the flute. My other brothers, they all tried the cello. I'm the only one, you know. My mother needed to have six kids to make sure she has a cellist. They all played the cello. My little brother played the oboe. My brother Antoine used to play a lot of instruments, trombone, clarinets, violin. He's a multi-talented musician.
Okay. So there was not really a need for an hi-fi system. There was always music. There was always music at home.
Exactly.
Played
exactly.
By real instruments.
I play the piano, and you know, well, I always play piano. When I do my composition, for example, the piano is very important for me. You know.
Yeah.
And I always take lesson of piano with the cello. So I have. I'm not a virtuoso of the piano, but I can play.
You can play.
And my instrument is really the cello. Now, about hi-fi system, you know, I made a statement for all the musicians, but we are not into hi-fi, because it's like, we don't understand. Most of the system, there's two, the sound is not as good, so it's a bit fake. Sometimes the bass are too loud, the high frequencies, that's all. We prefer, you know, when we listen music, it's more for when we have to work, okay, to have a reference of this symphony. If you are an orchestra musician or chambers musician, you will listen some version just to make sure that you know what's happening in the music.
It's something that we have realized, that we have the podcast now for about 3 years, and we already interviewed a lot of musicians, and they are not always a fan of having some big and good hi-fi system at their homes.
Yes, I would say except for the note. When I put my friends, musician friends, into the note, oh, now they get it. You know, because there's something with the note, you know, I realize when I show to most of classical music, even jazz musician.
Okay.
It's natural, and you can, there's something, there's a connection between the musician. Like, what I like to say is, I'm not here to say that the note is the best, I won't say that. But what I find, what I like with the note is more, I feel the musician behind the music, you know? This is what I want to. Yes, sometimes, one example. I played it, one of the first time I played in America, one of the hi-fi show in the United States. They put one of the pure cello track. And on the F sharp, you know, on a F sharp, the room was doing this. And there's a guy who came. Oh. And when in the recording, the F sharp was played, it was. Then he says, there's a problem in the system. He says, boomy. It's a boxy and boomy. Then he continued. And then I played live. And when I played live, the F sharp, it was like this. So the problem was
the system.
So, but the guy said to himself, there's a problem with the cello. It's boxy and boomy. And then he said, no. He realized that, and it was, this is what I give to people sometimes, just to make sure that sometimes we try to fix things that doesn't need to be fixed.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, the F sharp in that room was, and in hi-fi show, we don't have time sometimes to
fix things.
To fix properly. Things, because it's a race, a hi-fi show. Huh?
Yeah.
So, the guy came and he says, I think he bought a computer note after that. He says, Vincent, I understand how wrong I'm trained in hi-fi. It's huge. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
And then, Bob, I do for now 8 years exclusively for the note. I play with voilà. So it's very so back to my family. Sorry, I talk a lot, but back to my family is when my father came and my mother, they came to one of the first show I did with the note in Montreal. I put a vinyl from Fritz von der Lisch, famous tenor. He died in a stupid way, you know. Anyway, but he had a fantastic tenor voice. My father used to like his voice very much when he was young. And then he cried and he said, it's maybe better than a concert hall. He said something like that, you know. Because if we have to convince people, you know, that I think we have to show the music first, the emotion. This is what is, for me, this is what it was about. And I think why a lot of musicians, they don't go too much in hi-fis. They will take it as a gig. Yes, other brands, they will invite a musician. The musician will take it as a gig. He will play with the system. He doesn't care, but he will do his job. And then he's leaving. This is not what Peter Kvartrop did with me. He put me, he hold me like this. Vincent, you will understand. Okay. So he sent me with one of his, I think one of his best rep, Mario Binard, and he put me, and we crossed the world, the America and Europe together with Mario, and he explained me the company, the hi-fi, some company, the history, some records, some vinyl, it's how everything should work as a synergy.
That brings us to how you become an ambassador for
a better ambassador, yeah. A much better, I think. I can do some setup. Okay, because what is nice with Audionaut, you can cook your system. What I like, because we do everything, the cables, everything. Well, I say we, look, I'm not a musician anymore. I'm Audionaut now. No, but we can cook the sound. And you know, if I may say, you know, we had an event in Germany 1 week ago, and three YouTubers came from Germany. And they didn't like it. Well, sometimes when people doesn't like, okay, what can we do? So sometimes we change cables, just to make sure that we can maybe find a better solution for their ears. You know, now they didn't speak. There was like, you know, we invite people to come here. We give them food, alcohol, blah blah blah, not to just to share a beautiful moment, you know.
Sure.
Together. And then they don't talk to me. They talk a little bit, then they left. And then they say things. For me, it's not fair what they say about the system, because we can. People has the right, you know, as Peter would say, if you do not like it, it's okay. Like, you don't just go to find what you're looking for.
They didn't actually say
no,
they didn't like.
No, for 2 hours, they find the bass too strong. And it's funny because, you know, in the original community, I'm probably the less bassy when I do setup. It's, I'm probably the less, but they find it, and for me it wasn't very true what they say online, and I say, this is what, sometimes it's just, when you go to you listen a system, if you don't like it, don't be mean, you know, just say, maybe try something, try another, bring your own music, just as a system, you know, this is what I would say to people, because it is important. We work very hard, you know, to do this type of event, you know. Peter Kvartrop, you know, he invests a lot of money to bring a live musician year after year in a store like here, or in hi-fi shows, or whatever, to make sure that people understand, hey, don't forget live music. Mm-hmm. This is what we want to say. It's not we are the best. I think the way Peter, for 8 years now, exclusively to work with the same musician, to have a connection with the musician, we think about recording a new project, there's something unique in this. So that I can say, it's unique.
How did you meet Peter?
Oh, la la, it's with David Cope. It's because of David Cope in America. David Cope was the US rep for years. And then I worked in 2015 on my album Pure Cello, you know, the white album. You know?
Yeah.
People call me the L'Oreal guy with that picture. It's not fun, you know, not fun. I'm just kidding.
But that album was already recorded under the Audionaut brand?
Peter created Audionaut music for that album.
For that album.
Exactly. So what happened is in 2015, I tried to assemble a team, and David Cope from Audionaut was there. So he called Peter, and Peter, he sent cables, microphone cables, pure silver. It was amazing. And then I needed a new bow, and Peter sponsored it. So he started, and then we finished the recording. We did the thing. So we did a crowdfunding, Indiegogo, and then we tried for life is life, we didn't succeed.
What was the crowdfunding for?
It was for to pay the production.
The production.
Yes, okay. Pure Cello. Okay. The production, vulnerable. And then we were a small team from Canada. I had Michel Plante, he's the owner of the Montreal Hi-Fi Show. I had Jacques Géré-Lajoie, he's one of the most crazy inventors. He worked for Oracle, the turntable Oracle. He designed the Paris turntable. Then I had Claudette Dion, who worked with Charles Dutoit at the time at the Orchestre Symphonique of Montreal. So we tried to, you know, to with that team to make sure that Pure Cello would be first. Well, my goal was to do one of the best cello solo recording. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of succeed. we will see that long time after my death. But I'm super happy with the result. And Peter, he saved the project, because when everything was collapsing, Peter, he said, okay. I had this crazy dream for a long time ago. I want to build my own label, so maybe it's time to do that. So he invited me in UK, and we then, it's funny the way it happened with Peter Kvartal, because I saw him three times in that week with David Cope, and I remember David Cope said, oh, Vincent, maybe you have to lower your expectation. I said, Peter has no time. So the last time, the last day, when Peter Kvartrop just say hi, you know, thanks, but he said, well, and I said, Peter, I have something to tell you. And back in time, my English, well, I have a big, strong French-Canadian accent, but my English was even worse. So I say, well, Peter, I have to, I want to tell you something. Okay, he said, I have 5 minutes. Okay, I need only 2 minutes. So I put him and, and I put the cello on him, on his chest, and I just do few notes. I did just few notes, and I told him, this is what, as a musician, I heard of Audionaut, what's behind the instrument. Then he stayed 2 hours and a half, and we built Audionaut music.
Okay.
It was like that, and we built the musical ambassador thing, because it's kind of new, even for me, for him, and then we try to work together to enlarge the classical music audience. This is very important for him, it's for me as well too. But as well to show, and yeah, of course there's a business, I can't lie, the music, yes, but there's also the business to show how good is the synergy of the system.
So you were talking before about the characteristic of the Audionaut sound.
Right.
What can you find in an Audionaut sound that you can't find in other systems, in another one?
It's the tone, the tone.
Yeah.
The richness of the tone. It's, for me, even at the entry level. Yes, the other company have some. I don't know how the company, I'm just, but it's each time when, you know, I hear a proper setup, complete setup of Audionaut, it's like, there's a delicacy, is it the way?
Yeah.
There's a delicacy in Audionaut, the breathing, the way, you know, the string, you hear the bow on the string of the cello, you know, there's,
And it starts really at the first level?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Oh, if you have a good guy who can do a proper setup, even with the Cobra upstairs.
Even with the Cobra?
I spent two years during the pandemic with the Cobra. I fight with somebody because the purists, there's purists in Ozone North. Don't say that to everybody. Well, I say that, but there's some purists and some people, oh, the Cobra. I love the Cobra. It's a fantastic amplifier. It's you have the taste of Ozone North. Yes, it's not maybe, but it's the zero level. And it's the very zero level. And it's a fantastic amplifier.
When they develop a new product, are you the first one to test it?
Not to test it. I would love to see it, but I'm always the first one.
Yeah.
I'm lucky, yes, because I'm direct to the Kvartrop family. I have a nice communication with them and with Darko Grigoras, the one of the. You have two main engineers. You have Darko Grigoras and you have Andy Grove in the company. And it's fun because Andy Grove, every time I spend an hour and we talk about, he starts talking about his vision, because he's a great musician as well too. Okay. Darko Grigoras is the perfect, this guy is like perfect techno geek and emotion on the same. He's not just a cold electric engineer. he's a fantastic. So I met great people. So this is why I compose a piece for Darko.
Okay.
I call it the Darko. So it's a 7/8 because it's from the Balkans, it's from Croatian. And just because of his background. And then it's a repetitive style because you have to show Hal his idea in his head. He's a fantastic guy.
And
he just did, for example, in Munich, it was the level 4 My Shoe. It's a concertmeister. It was fantastic. And it's Darko for me. It's like.
And Peter Kvartrop is not a young guy anymore. So how is his legacy secured?
Oh, this. Me, I have a complete trust with the family.
The family.
With Emily and Daniel, honestly.
His sons?
Yeah, the son and the daughter.
And the daughter, okay.
I think it's this fantastic twins team, I would say. Yeah, no problem. I'm not sure. And Peter, he's not dead, no?
Of course not, I was not saying that.
He's still there, and he's always there, So it's Peter. You can, Peter Kvartrop, some people love him, some people hate him. You can create a company like that and be,
Everyone likes it.
No, it's impossible.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
Okay.
Me, I'm a partner. I love him. I adore Peter Kvartrop. He's a crazy man. He's a crazy. He's not crazy in a bad way.
Sure.
It's like, let's do it.
Being an ambassador, of course, you must have an audio note system at home.
Yeah.
Which one do you have?
Well, now I have a pair of kids, but I can tell you. Now I'm building my dream system. My dream system, it's the ESPE-HE signature with curly maple finish. Man, it's like the back of a cello. I would say. And Gerard, I forgot his name, but in Austria, who made the speaker. I have a friend, I have to tell you. I have a friend in Canada, and he's very picky. His father was a carpenter. His father was a carpenter, so everybody, when they look, it's a square box, it's a shoe box. They look at the speaker, they say, well, but my friend, his father is a carpenter, so so he just came, and he looked at the line. It's not simple, to make the fall to fold everything. It's not simple. It looks simple,
but it's not.
It is not. And he was my friend. Always told me, it's very simple. Look, that's beautiful. Look, the line, very straight. Blah blah blah. So I get out when now he's waiting to have a nice curly maple to make sure. He told me sometimes he said so he will let me know when he received the nice veneer and a curly maple. So this then the cables, of course, are Ozone North CD4. I love the CD4.
I had talk with Tadas Muljonas in Vilnius, because he's he fabricates the all the digital passports and all in Lithuania. And I say, I love the CD4. There's a beautiful synergy between the inbuilt DAC and the transport. You say, I know. And they say, I know why.
That was the next question about the source that you prefer. Digital, analog? Do you still listen to vinyl?
Oh, yes, I have the TT3. Okay. I have the TT3. It's the serial number, the level 3 TT3. It's number 3. I have the third one.
All right.
So I keep it. I love my TT3. You know, the vinyl, it's a moment. For me, when you listen to vinyl, it's a moment. It's stop. You know, for me, you take the vinyl, you put it, you brush
it's the ritual.
And then it's a stop moment with the vinyl. The CD, it's both stop and let's say casual music, background music.
All right.
And then, yes, I stream also.
Yeah,
I stream.
You do.
I stream to discover some new artists. Mm-hmm. You know, to discover new artists. And I had this discussion with David Chesky. He told me, you know, Vesa, the streaming is the new radio. You know, back in time, I remember I was waiting for, this group will play at that time, and then you, on a cassette, you record it, and more. If you liked it, you go to buy the CD. But this is exactly how I'm using the streaming.
The streaming.
You know, for some people, it's enough for them. But me, I like this moment with the vinyl.
Yeah.
So what I prefer, it depends. It's more how I use every sources.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Some CDs for me, I listen more CDs than some vinyl. But the vinyl, you know, I have two vinyls I bought from Germany. No, the German guy gave it to me. I brought them from Germany. And it's fun, you know, you listen it. And well, I have one vinyl I listen always with.
Which one?
It's you know, Children of Sunshine from Mangione.
Okay.
It's a soundtrack of the Children of Sunshine. For me, it's very nice. You have the guitar. It's a beautiful. It starts a bit weird because the voice is like, where are we? And then the flugelhorn start, and it's beautiful.
All right. Thank you so much. Can I ask you to play just a little bit for us?
Really?
Okay, and for us to record?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So thank you so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, which was, well, the part where there was naked. No, but it's like what I just, you just felt it. This is the main things. What we propose to the audience, they come to Exaudio for 2 days, and this is what we want, to feel it, because it's like a bicycle. If you don't feel it, you don't know how to do a bicycle. You know, that's it. It's simple. Simple like that. So when Ojano, poof, then you feel it, okay, now you understand.